Tavish is here with this sort of dime store jazz, I call it.
Oh,
What is this stuff?
Oh, he takes no prisoners.
Yes, what is this stuff?
Well, I hope David Wells and Chris Geith, I hope they are listening. That's their title track to the album No Side Effects.
It's called Smooth Jazz.
I think it's called Accessibly Smooth Jazz.
You won't find smooth jazz in your host's house, just for the record.
Well, it may cost a dime. It may be absolutely, absolutely free, actually. They're part of Jazz in the Woods.
Which is a great event.
A great event.
I will say that.
And you'll warm up to David and Chris, I'm sure.
Would I?
I think you just might.
Really?
You'd have to go out there to find out. you'd have to make the commitment, buddy.
Yes,
yeah. Anyway, a variety of jazz. Or as our friend Steve Paul at the Kansas City Star likes to call it, Jess.
Jess. Yeah, Jess.
I always like that. 6:30 Friday night. The music gets going around 6 o'clock, give or take, on Saturday. Same thing. Corporate Woods, yes, out there in Overland Park.
Great venue.
I know it
Been
well.
There.
Absolutely free. A couple of headliners I'd like to mention. They actually went to some trouble. Well, they always do. They always put on a good show out there. There's lots of milling around. I mean, it's never easier to expose yourself to jazz, especially when it's free, than to just go to Jazz in the Woods, walk right in, sit right down, preferably on your own
and
blanket.
Do they have some real jazz out there?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. You're on it.
Yes, I am.
Ooh, okay. How about this? Here's as real as it gets. Greg Adams and East Bay Soul. Maybe you've never heard of them. They're the headliner Friday night. Greg Adams is a trumpeter-songwriter. Sure, he's been nominated for a Grammy or an Emmy here and there, but he was a founding member of, wait for it, Tower of Power.
Yes, they're in the paper today. That's
they
right.
are indeed, I'm sure. A legendary horn arranger for that group. A big, big horn section played on countless rock and roll albums for artists who wanted that punch from the horns. And then Saturday night at Jazz in the Woods, at Corporate Woods, you've got Peter White, another name that doesn't probably ring a bell, but Peter White these days makes his living being an acoustic contemporary jazz guitarist. But, and this is where I like this, he was part of Year of the Cat, that great album and title track.
Al Stewart.
The Al Stewart gajillion-selling, multi-million, whatever-making record and album in 1976. That record hit number 5 in this country.
And just to point out, if you want the real stuff, I always recommend the Blue Room at 18th and Vine.
There's nothing wrong with the Blue Room. You can have your cottage cheese and your steak as well.
This is a little more authentic to me.
Before we move on, I don't want to leave anyone with the false impression that Jazz in the Woods is really cottage cheese. It's probably more like applesauce.
Yes.
Big fan of both, by the way.
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam, the great. Still with us and still wearing that cowboy hat better than any country singer
down
dude
low.
Out there.
Real
down
low.
Low. Doesn't have a lot of hair on top, so he's wearing it nice and low.
That's right.
These days. Dwight Yoakam, honky-tonk country at its best, 8 o'clock Sunday.
See, I'd wear my cowboy hat. I tilt it up. That's just the kind of guy I am. Now, he tilts it down low. He's cool. I would tilt it up.
You're an urban cowboy.
I am an urban cowboy.
Yeah. 8 o'clock Sunday, Dwight Yoakam, Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino in North Kansas City. Where to start with this guy? Singer, songwriter, actor, 20 albums and counting.
My goodness.
This song we've been listening to, A Heart Like Mine, it's very cool because he brought he put his first album out last year in 7 years, okay? The guy took some time off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Picking out cowboy hats, no doubt. But he had Kid Rock produce a track, and that track we were listening to, the first single off Three Pairs, his latest album, he had Beck produce it. Beck is fantastic.
Really? Wow.
I love Beck. And that's why that particular track, if we were listening under our sultry tones, it's dirty sounding. It's kind of, and you can't even make out the lyrics, you know, which I like, which usually you don't get in country music. I do want to throw some love out there to Dwight for Sling Blade. You know, he played that terrible boyfriend in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was crazy because remember, if you recall, he should have been nominated for an Oscar for that. But he led this front yard band of these sort of country bumpkins, and he was like the leader of the idiots. He was so bad and good in that.
Dwight Yoakam, 8 p.m. Sunday at the Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino.
At the far end of town where the grickle grass grows and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows and no birds ever sing excepting old crows is the street of the lifted Lorax. Grickle grass, grickle grass.
We're talking about the Lorax and Gricklegrass because...
Well, why not?
Why not?
Why not? That's actually a track from an early 70s animated version of The Lorax.
What is Gricklegrass? I forget.
You'd have to ask Dr. Seuss.
I've read the book a bunch of times, like a thousand times. I forget. Yes. Gricklegrass.
Well, for nostalgia purposes, we ran that little clip from 40 years ago from an early animated effort. I think that was Eddie Arnold's voice. Wasn't Eddie Arnold in Green Acres? Wasn't that Eddie Arnold? That's his voice. I want to say it is. Anyway, that has nothing to do really with the Hyde Park Children's Film Festival, other than they're going to show The Lorax this Friday.
Eddie Albert.
Thank you. Eddie Albert. Eddie Arnold was the country music singer.
Yes.
Got country on the mind.
Thank you,
Dwight Yoakam. Anyway, Hyde Park Children's Film Fest. Usually it's in July. This is the first year they're doing it in June. Every Friday in June, you get a family-friendly film, including The Lorax. That would be the recent big-screen version about pro-environment and a boy trapped in a walled city. He wants to find at least one tree, can't find it. Gets the help of the little strange Lorax creature. It all happens in Hyde Park, 36th and Gillam.
Sounds
absolutely
nice.
Free. And, hey, it's not just the movie. Kid activities, snow cones. That's right. Say it with me.
Snow cones.
And a young band called Youth Rock Band, which is truth in advertising.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, KCUR.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out.
We're talking Rocky Horror.
Don't get strung out.
Yes. Wow.
The Rocky Horror Show. Now, that's actually culled from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm.
That's Tim Curry doing the Sweet Transvestite show-stopping number. But what we're going to get here starting this Friday and Saturday with preview performances at 8 o'clock at the Off-Center Theater at Crown Center is a production locally done in expert fashion by people who've done it before, EGAD's Theater. It's the 40th anniversary production of the campy sci-fi horror stage musical Rocky Horror Show.
You know, it was never my cup of tea. People absolutely loved that thing. I never quite wrapped my arms around it.
Well, audience participation is key.
It's key.
Yeah,
very important.
Yeah. I grew up watching television, not throwing things at the screen. But if you want to scream and throw things at Brad and Janet and Frank and Furter and do crazy things with props, you may. Or you can just sit there and enjoy the spectacle. And that's this weekend at Off-Center Theater, Crown Center.
And what's this?
Cantina scene music from Star Wars.
Mm.
You know, any reason is a good reason to revisit a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
And this weekend, or actually this Friday at 6:30, it's a Star Wars celebration at the Kansas City Public Library, Plaza Branch at 48th and Main. It's absolutely free for families to come in Star Wars costume, do crafts, games, and most importantly, I'm sure, have photo opportunities with Imperial Stormtroopers.
And that's Brian McTavish. You can find his weekend to-do list and more information on all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Nice job. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. It's a bird, it's a plane. Tomorrow on the show, we'll delve into the history of Superman from his creation in the 1930s to his portrayal in the comics and on screen over the last 75 years. And you, Brian McTavish, will be here for that show, too.
Superman, yeah.
Can't wait. This show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Sastry. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.